You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
A telephone call to a lonely person can make his day. It just could be that this is God's telephone call to you today.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Creator of the years and Lord of both time and eternity, be present with us in our crises and conflicts, our sorrow and sadness. Be with us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior of the world. Help us to live with faith in you and confidence in the good and gracious will you have shown to us and to the whole world. In Jesus Christ. Make us bold in faith, that we may have the courage to love, to give ourselves as your Son gave himself for us all. In his name we pray. Amen. At this time, when one year gets ready to change into another, many people experience a very lonely feeling. They feel the chill breath of time on their cheeks, and they are alone. The lonely feeling of New Year's Eve has become almost proverbial. In their loneliness, people seek company. They crowd together to overcome the feeling of desolation. Some attempt to replace it with a boisterous and raucous exuberance, which is plainly superficial, only postponing the moment of truth, and leaving the soul even more desperate on the morrow, sometimes with a massive hangover to go with that desolation. It is not a pretty picture exactly, but that's pretty much our world. It's a lonely world. For people who live in cities with hundreds of other people around and on top of them, for people in hospitals looking for a breath that will be free from pain or anxiety, and for people out on the prairies with not another soul in view and no light in sight. Into this lonely world of ours comes the good news of God. It comes today as it came with the first Christmas, at the very beginning of his gospel, where he tells about the birth of Jesus Christ. St. Matthew tells how the angel brought the first intimation of good news to Joseph, that his wife would have a son, and his name would be Jesus, which means Savior. It's a good name, the angel said, for he will save his people from their sins. To fulfill God's message given through his prophets, all of this would happen. A virgin shall conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. If it is true that God is with us, that's mighty good news for a world like ours. People are looking for company, good company. They want to be assured that life is not needless, that it has a purpose. They want to believe that they count. But they find that terribly hard to believe, because the facts seem to be against them. They are lonely, and they have nowhere to turn. That's our world. Are you lonely and in need of company, my friend? You have somewhere to turn. There is good news. God is with us. It's true. God is with us. That's true. In Jesus Christ, you can know for yourself, it's true. People feel lonely when no one comes. No one comes to see them. No one comes to help when help is needed. No one really cares. It's a desperate feeling. As you probably know, there are few people in this world of ours who have not had it at one time or another. Even the young have their nameless fears, their dark moments, their anxiety and terror. Not so long ago, I took a plane from Detroit, Michigan to Rochester, New York. A mother and her little girl were getting on that same plane. At the bottom of the steps, the little girl, who was about 4 or 5 years old, suddenly refused to get on. She started to scream, and the mother had to pick her up and carry her on the plane. She sat down in the rear seat, and the little girl kept right on screaming, "I want to get down." All through that flight, which lasted more than an hour, her mother sitting there right at her side, the little girl was crying out, "I want to get down." At first, I felt sorry for the mother, who had to contend with such an undisciplined child. After a little bit, I began to realize that the little girl was herself contending with a fear, a real fear, that could not be overcome even by the presence of her mother. Another mother with another little girl, just a little bit older, was sitting right behind me. This mother, with great consideration, sent her little girl back to talk to the other little girl who was screaming, in the hope that somehow she could give her a little comfort. That did not work either. The little girl in back kept crying out, "I want to get down." It does just as little good to tell people in our world that they have nothing to fear. They know better. There is something to fear. Things can happen. The very possibility brings fear and even terror to the human heart. The passage of time is more discouraging than it is encouraging. The prospect of the end of time for any one of us or for the world itself gives people a certain feeling of sadness, even when they have the hope of a better tomorrow after time is ended. Others who have no such hope develop a sense of loneliness in which gloom grips the soul and turns life into something it was never intended to be. Much of the humor of our world is based upon the gloomy state of things as they are. At its best, humor accepts the reality of human pretensions, and in a human way, a very human way, sees the humanity of it all. At its worst, humor is just nastiness, somebody laughing at the misfortune of somebody else. And sometimes it's dirt, somebody laughing at the degradation of humanity and passing it off as of no consequence. Good humor can be a healthy thing. Not to laugh off life, but to see it as it is. It is man doing his best, but never succeeding. It is great expectations and little fulfillment of those expectations. It is the pretense of piety and the reality of sin. It is the pathetic shortness of life and the inevitability of death. That's life, seen as it really is. It's three doctors standing outside a patient's room conducting a consultation about their findings, and each one of them saying, "Aspirin, aspirin, aspirin." No wonder people feel lonely when they are reminded that time is passing, quickly passing. That's life. God does not laugh off this world of ours. This is the good news I bring you today. I have it directly from Him. It comes to me as it does to you, in that baby born at Bethlehem. Good news is in Jesus Christ, God's Son, sent by His Father to do for us as only He could. It is the Son of God dying on a cross outside a city wall for the sins of the world. It's that Son taken down from the cross and buried in a borrowed tomb. And it is that Son raised from the dead by the power of God to be the Savior of mankind and the Lord of heaven and earth. The good news of God is Jesus Christ. As the angel said, He is God with us. If that's true, and it is good news to cut through all the loss and all the feeling of lostness which bring on the loneliness that is so much a part of our world. Into this world, our world, God has stopped by in His own personal way. He lived among us, and He lives among us in His Son, Jesus Christ, born as we are born, dying as we have to die, and raised from the dead as the glorious promise of God's saving presence among us. He is God with us. In this first chapter of Matthew, Jesus Christ is called Emmanuel, God with us. At the very end of the last chapter, Matthew reports Jesus Christ as saying to his disciples, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now that's God talking. He is with us. As surely as Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world, so there is forgiveness for you from God. He forgives what's wrong with you, whatever it is. He forgives you for the sake of Jesus Christ, His Son. In that great Son of His, God is with you. In Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and was raised from the dead by the glory of His Father, God not only promises but offers you His life. It is life here and now, and life, genuine life, beyond the grave. That's in Jesus Christ, who was dead and revived again to become the first fruit of a great harvest of which He most certainly wants you to be a part. He wants you to belong, to be a member of His family, and to sit with Him around the family table, here and now, as well as then and there. Jesus Christ wants you to live with faith in Him, that He means what He says. He is God with us, and His promise is clear. I am with you always, in your moments of deepest loneliness, always, even to the end of the age. The other day I ran into a man who's a member of a group that sang at an event for which I was the speaker. Afterwards, he was telling me that he had dropped out of that singing group some years ago because he had developed a heart condition. Now, a few months ago, his wife died after a lingering illness. Heart condition and all, he had rejoined the group. He explained to me why. I felt lonely, he said, and I know my wife would have wanted me to do this. She is no longer with him, but she would have wanted him to do this. Therefore, he did it. In a way, his relationship to his wife continues through his association with that group in which she took such a great interest in her lifetime. That's authentic. I can see why he does this. Relationship with Jesus Christ is very much like that, except that it is more than association with someone who has died, but whose influence still remains. Jesus Christ lives. His living, personal presence in the world is evident to those people who obey Him. They trust Him. That's faith. It takes Jesus at His word and follows Him. Jesus Christ is the biggest and best thing in their lives. He counts, and people who follow Him count too. They are not alone. He is always with them. He is alive, and He does what He says He's going to do. That takes faith. It is not a dream. It is real. Ask God, my friend, for the gift of faith. That too is His to give. It's a great thing to have faith in Jesus Christ, and then to live in that faith. Faith is accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and taking Him as the Lord of your life. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. Why can't He be Lord of your life? You can make that decision right now to go with Jesus Christ and let Him do for you as He has promised to do. He is with you. He promises it. And He keeps His promises. Faith is simply taking Jesus Christ and going with Him. That's not a small thing. It's a very big thing. Take Jesus Christ as your Savior and go with him. It will be absolutely the best thing you've ever done in your whole lifetime. It takes faith. Faith is what it takes to live in a lonely world. A friend of mine tried an experiment in church one Sunday morning. He had his wife fix a glass of water with some harmless vegetable compound. It had a kind of blue color. He offered this glass of water to anyone in the congregation to taste it. No one did. He went up and down the aisle, asking people in each row whether they really believed him that it was fit to drink. One man finally raised his hand and said that he believed. When my friend offered him the glass of water to drink, he wouldn't drink it. Everybody laughed at that, of course, including the man who said he believed. That's a very human thing to do. It's so easy to say you believe and then fail to act on your belief. My friend then took the glass of water and drank it down with one sweep. He held up the empty glass and said, "All of you could have believed me, and all of you could have drunk it. It was just plain water with a little vegetable coloring in it." Jesus Christ is God's promise that he is God with us. Jesus Christ promises to be with you, to forgive you, and to give you life. Believe him. Believing, act on your faith. Trust him, and put your whole life in his hands. He'll take it from there. He is God with you. The New Testament tells one story after the other how Jesus Christ helped people. Some of them accepted his help, and some did not. Some believed, and some did not. Whether you believe or not, Jesus Christ is God. Believe that Jesus Christ is God with you. The difference comes when you take him for what he is, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. You take him when you put your life into his hands. That's trusting him. That's faith. That faith saves. It saves because Jesus Christ is in it. Jesus Christ says, "Because I live, you will live also." That's good news. It's good news for you. It's God's love reaching out to you here and now. It is to be received here and now, with faith that trusts and follows, here and now. A telephone call to a lonely person can make his day. It just could be that this is God's telephone call to you. I pray it will make your day. Jesus Christ is God with us. He is God with you, my friend. Take him and go with him. Enjoy the company of God. Go with Jesus Christ, and God go with you in the new year. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.